Prince over the loudspeaker, singing that song, the lyrics of which he wrote, The Four-Leaf Clover.
Al Warner, one of our musical commentators here, William L. Shire, has been so busy covering developments all over the world that I think this is his first American presidential convention. And I'd like to switch the mic over to William L. Shire for a few moments for his impressions at this particular point in the staff demonstration and in the convention. Shire?
This is William Shire in the Bedlam here at Convention Hall. I must say I've never seen anything like it in my life. I suppose I should say that this is my first convention, and in fact, the first time I've been at home in America during an election campaign since I was old enough to vote. The last 20 years, I was abroad as an American foreign correspondent. I covered scores of political conventions in Europe, but I must say that they were very sedate and quiet affairs compared to what's going on here tonight. As a matter of fact, a lot of strange things going on here this evening. For example, a moment ago, when I came off the convention floor to get up here to the studio, coming out of the wings of the stage, I stumbled over a curious object, and it turned out to be Mr. Taft's elephant. They dragged it up to the wings, but they couldn't quite get it on the stage. As I left the stage, there was a rather stout fellow who, of all things, was ringing a cowbell in front of the speaker's microphone. And now back to the booth.
And now, as we look out on the floor of the convention, let's time this tap demonstration again. It has been going on now for almost 29 minutes. And unless it's flagged down by Congressman Bender down there or Speaker Martin, it looks to have enough vitality to go rolling on for maybe 10 or 15 minutes more. I don't think it will quite go that long. But they are still parading and they're still moving around down there, and they're still jiggling the banners up and down and swaying them in rhythmic tune to that four-leaf clover song, which has become the official song of the Taft Group here at Philadelphia. Now, I think from his vantage point, Bob Hurley has another point of view on this. How about it, Bob?
This bedlam that Bill Shire was telling you about a moment ago on convention floor has a study in contrast. I was standing on the platform just a moment ago. Clarence Buddington Kellen came over. He says, did you notice down here this reporter just punching away at his typewriter? And I looked down, and sure enough, almost hidden among the people standing on top of the chairs and on top of the small benches that are being used for typewriters and for scribbling notes, all the people standing there looking out over the sea of faces and the banners and the placards dancing up and down, being shoved around, this one chap had his nose in his portable typewriter and was pecking away. He had an eye shade over his eyes to protect himself as much as possible, his eyes from this glare from the Klieg lights that are here for the television cameras particularly. Mr. Kellen told me that he could never write a story under such conditions. He has to have the quiet of a study. But here this newspaper man was, punching away. It gave me an idea, and so I walked on downstairs. There beneath the convention floor is a large room. It has been cut up in small cubicles. It is used as offices for the newspaper correspondents here to cover the convention. At the rear end of this place, there are many, many teletypes that are used for the telegraph companies to send the copy back to the different newspapers that have their representatives here. Most every newspaper of any size in the United States has a representative here. And so I looked, and these people were watching this show on television. And now to Fulton Lewis on the platform.
Well, here in this convention hall, the band has just done something as first. And it's the first time I've ever heard it done in any demonstration at any political convention in the last 25 years, and that is that as marching music, they have played Onward Christian Soldiers, and they've sung it two or three times over. Little Joe Martin is up there on the speaker's platform. He's been trying to get some order. George Bender, however, is still at the microphone, and he is leading the singing. I can't tell exactly what they are singing at the present moment because, frankly, there are several bands here, plus an organ and an electronic organ down there on the floor, and they all seem to be playing either different things or in different times. John Bricker, with his snow white hair and his blue suit, is standing up here on the middle of the platform. He's been talking with Carol Reese, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, and John Townsend, former senator from Delaware and one of the patriarchs of the Republican Party. They have been in some sort of a huddle up here, and apparently they are going to try to pull George Bender off. As a matter of fact, Clarence Brown, Taft's campaign manager, just walked up, did pull George Bender away from the speaker's rostrum. He is now standing up there with little Joe Martin next to him. It's quite a sight. They're both standing on the same platform. Clarence Brown is about 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighs perhaps 325 pounds, and Joe Martin is about 5 feet